This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch ha'abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf Hashavua, Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. There are a lot of chidushim noiraim in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. We learned about the importance of being yoytzei amen with the responders. We learned about how when you're moitzi people, they are tufel to you, and possibly if they speak, it would not be a hefsek, although most achronim argue on that. Yesterday we learned about an amazing machlokes between the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Ish Chai, versus Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rabbi Moshe, whether if you're mesupik, if you said a bracha, can you say brich rachmana malka mare dahai pita? Today we're learning. We're in the middle of Sif Katan and Gimel. In Sif Yud, the Mechaber said, if instead of Hamoitzi you said Shahakal, or you said Bruch Rachmana Malka Mari Dehai Pita, you're Yoitzi. It says in Mishnah Berurah, B'diyavet, Aval Chachil Aser B'shtein. L'chachil, you're not allowed to do either. Da'af de Bruchas Ne'amaren B'chol Ashen. Even though Bruchas could be said in any language, Hainu Hecha Delay Shina Klau Minasach HaBracha. That's if you don't change the wording of the bracha, the format of the bracha, v'lhacha hashina minusach shakavul chazal b'lashon hakodesh. But here, you changed the nusach that chazal established in Hebrew. It was established in Hebrew. If you say it in a different language, l'chatchila, it's not correct. But nevertheless, v'afil hachi yotzeh b'di'avad, you're still yotzeh b'di'avad, kivan sha'al kopanim hizker shem umalchus, because you said the name of Hashem, you said Malchus, ve'inyan habracha, and the main subject of the bracha. Lufima shapasek hamechaber lekaman besimen rid, ma'iri kan de'amar malka de'oma mare. It's not enough to say melech, like we mentioned yesterday. Malchus means melech ha'olam. Va'ayim b'mashen nichtoiv sham be'er halacha. U'mashen b'shas du'adinim amar baruch hamakoim melech ha'olam shabara pas zeh tiyatza. In Shas, it's mashma, let's say instead of you saying Rachmana, you said Hamakoim, that created this bread, your Yoytzei. Where's Mendy? Yesterday, we were discussing, what's the reason the Mechaber said you should say Malka Morei Dahai Pita, the master of this bread? That's not the Nusach of the Bracha. The Nusach of the Bracha is Hashem Hamoitzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, or Boire, he created it. Why in the Aramaic version is it's the master of this bread? Here also, the Mishnah Berurah changes the Nekuda of the Mechaber, who said Mare Dehai Pita, to Shabara Pasa. Yeah? Okay. Which almost sounds like that the concept that Hashem is the master of this bread is articulating because that he created it. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph. Im hayu shnayim oy rabim. Echad mevarech lekulam. If there were two, or there are many, one person makes a bracha for everyone. What is this talking about? This is talking about hamoitzi. Why in the world would one person make it for everyone? L'chayra, it's because of b'roiv am hajas melech. Not like we said earlier, that Beroi Vam only applies to Berchas HaMitzvah. Here it seems like it applies even to Berchas HaNenin. V'davka heisebu shudarach keva. By the way, still I'm not 100% convinced, because maybe it's only for pas, which there's an element of mitzvah in Achilas pas. Like we saw many times, there are many mitzvahs associated with pas. Maybe Beroiv Am applies specifically to pas. Maybe it wouldn't apply to an apple party. Let's say you're gathering together to eat apples. Does that mean that Echad Mevarech Boirei Pri Ha'etz for everyone? We'll see. V'davka heisebu shu darach keva. That's only if they leaned, meaning they gathered together in a established kind of way. Oy bala bayis in b'nei beisai. Or even if it's not derech keva, if it's the master of the house with his family, dehavik hesebo, that's like they sat down together. Avlam hayu yoshim b'lei hesebo, but if they were sitting without being masiv, kivan she'enam nikbaim yachad, kol echad mevarich la'atzmai, since they are not nikba together, everyone makes the bracha themselves. So the din that Echad Mevarech Lekulam is Davkev Heisebu Shehu Derech Keva. Okay. Vim Amru Noichal Kan Oibim Makam Plain. If they said, let's eat here or in a certain place, Kivan Shehichenu Makam Lachilosan, since they designated a spot to eat, have a keva, va'afilu b'lo yaseba. It's keva even if they don't lean. Ve'idno shein anu regilim b'haseba. Nowadays that we're not rogil b'haseba, yeshiva didan b'shulchan echad. Our sitting at one table, oy b'lo shulchan, b'mapa achas, or without a table, at one tablecloth, have a kvias, va'afilu levnei chavura kasebo ditu dami. Even to the members of a group, it's like they recline together. Uladidan, and for us, afilu kavu makam lachilasan, even if they established a place to eat, aybala bayisim b'nei beisai, or his family, or the master of the house with his family, loy mahani, it doesn't help, elam kein yashvu b'shulchan echad, unless they sat at one table, aybamapa echas, or at one tablecloth. So, one more time. The din that one person makes for everyone is only if they lean together b'derach keva or a balabayis and b'nei beisai. But if they're sitting without heseba, then you do not, then each person makes the bracha themselves. But if they stated, let's sit in this place, since they prepared, that's keva. Nowadays we don't lean, says the Mechaber. Our sitting at one table, or b'mapa achav, is like a kfiyas. But then the Mechaber ends off, for us, even Kviyus Makam La'achila does not help unless they sat at one table. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, by the way, the Bir Halacha says this is only for bread. The Bir Halacha himself says it's only for bread. So even though the Bir Halacha that everyone's referring to is saying the reason why Echad Mevarech Lekulam is because of Hidr Mitzvah of Baroi Vam Hadras Melech, that's only for bread. By the way, the same thing, okay, Baroi Vam Hadras Melech, that's a very important rule that is often overlooked. So let's say for Kiddush, Friday night, only one person should make Kiddush. Don't ask a guy, do you want to make Kiddush? No. What do you mean, do you want to? Do you want to not fulfill the halacha? Why are you giving options? Why are you giving options for people not to do it l'chachila? Don't give a... You could be mechaved him to make the Kiddush. Don't ask him if he also wants to make the Kiddush. What about Lel Seder? Also, one person makes the Kiddush. One person makes the Kiddush. You're going to say it's not your minhag. It is your minhag. Well, how do you know it's not your minhag? You don't really know. You decided it's not your minhag. The halacha is one person makes the kiddush. Why? Baroi vam, hadras melech. Now, let's go back for a second. If you remember, we had a question where the Mishnah Berurah was jumping through hoops almost to explain a scenario. Let's see if we can remember what it is. Take a look back in Sif Beis, and this will answer our question. The Mechaber said in Sif Beis, Yivarech hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, ve'im rabim mesubim yichavnu libam l'shmaya bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah there said, "Vim Rabim Asum Ratzol Emer Im Hamesubim Roitzim Latzis Bebrachasay." We were bothered. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say that? Why doesn't he just say they need to? Why does the Mishnah Berurah say Ratzol Emer Im Hamesubim Roitzim? It's not up to them. Maybe because. Maybe it's because of what we just learned, that unless there's some kind of kvios, the din of Barayv Am Hajas Melech doesn't kick in. Meaning just a random group of people sitting around, we don't necessarily say Barayv Am Hajas Melech. It's only if they, so to speak, intentionally gather together. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Shnayim Rabim, not Galoshan Zeh, it picked this for the following reason. By Mirchas HaMazon, it's only if three people sit together. By Zimun, we cannot have one person bench and be moitzi the other guy lechatchila, only by three. Avo bebirchas hamoitzi afilu lechatchila yachal lehoitzi b'shnayim echad eschavera v'atam avar lekaman reishim and kutzadi gimel b'mishnah berurah. Why? At the beginning of a meal, where they're being koivea to eat, then their mindset joins each other. At the end of the meal, it's like this. At the beginning of the meal, they're coming to join, to sit. Oh, that's a klius. Then even two. At the end of the meal, everybody's running on to their merry way. Kol echad lefi darko yom halachai. Nahar v'nahar pashte. So you can't join unless you're three. You hear that? That's the chiluk. The chiluk is at the beginning of the meal, they're coming to be mitzdarif. At the end of the meal, they're coming to be mafrid. So at the end of the meal, you need three people. Meaning at the end of the meal, if you have two people, one cannot be moitzi his friend. Nun hei. Hei sebu. Kein hoya darka machilas and darach kevalias matin al tzidei. And this was the darach in their achila. Bedarach keva to lean on their left side on a bed. So either they're hesebu derach keva, or they're with bnei beisai mishum de nigrarin acharav. The bnei bayis are nigrar after the balabayis shehu meisiv. He's leaning lechein lakach mitstarfin imai afilu biyeshiva greda. Therefore, if they're sitting, even if they're not leaning, they're batal to him. However, if they say, let's eat in this place, it's keva. Even if each person is going to eat from their loaf, it's their mitzdarif. Nowadays, we don't lean. Our sitting at one table, or b'mapa achas, is a kvias. The Mechaber adds, afilu levnei chabura, Kaseba de Tudami. What does that mean? Afilu levnei chabura. Right, so Loimer she'enoi balabayis in bnei beisai. Afilu levnei chabura means even if they're not residents of your home. Dila de tu afilu bezman hagemara have a kaseba b'chanal, because residents of your house are like they leaned and they're mitzdareif even if they don't lean. Now we're talking about non family members. Now, what does the Mechaber mean? And for us, even kavu makam la'achilasan. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah. Ladidan afilu tzarch loymar va'afilu ladidan. Even for us, v'roy tzoloymar deloy tema. Don't say kivan shahay yeshiva didan have a kaseba didtu. Don't say since our sitting is like they're leaning. The Mechaber said that nowadays that we don't do Haseba and our sitting is like they're leaning. Imkain b'makam deloy bay Haseba l'detu. Maybe in a situation where you don't need Haseba. For example, kugoin shekavu makam la'achilasan, let's say you designate a spot, dahainu sha'amru noichal kanai b'makam ployni. So maybe when you don't need Haseba, then a balaba or v'chein balabayis in b'nei beisa, where you don't need haseba, d'lo tzar haseba, then maybe you don't need yeshivas makayim. Hava aminu d'lidon lo yitzach afilu yeshiva. Kamash malan, that when you don't need haseba, namely bizman hazeh, don't say that since our sitting is like their leaning, so in a situation where you don't need leaning, for example, you're koivea makayim, or a balabayis, maybe you don't need sitting either. No, kamash malan debelo yeshiva loy mikri keva. B'shulchan echad ayim biber alach mashikasavnu b'shem hagra. The Gra says that the words b'shulchan echad are agav shitve. But you don't need shulchan echad or mapa echad if you're koivea lechal yachad. Bottom line is, by shalashudas, is it correct for everyone to make a bracha on their own lecha mishnah? In most shuls, they give every person lecha mishnah. Is that the right thing to do? Or do we say, well, since you're pushing up against shkia, so it's better to make the bracha before shkia than to wait around for the broiv amhajasmach? Lachar, that's true. It is better to make the bracha before shkia than to wait for broiv am. But, you know, all things aside, if you're not pushing shkia, lachara, it is not correct for everyone to make their own lecha mishnah. Or let's say at these simchas, you know, they give everyone their own lecha mishnah and everyone does it on their own. Now, I'm not saying I'm waiting for it. There's no way I'm going to be waiting around for another 3 minutes until everyone else gets their act together. But I'm saying other people, what should they do? You know? If you could set up a situation where, yeah, Baroiv Am is a very neglected idea. Everyone likes to do it. Now, the truth is, we're going to see throughout the Mishnah Berurah, Bizman Hazeh Baroiv Am has disbanded. The reason for that is, if let's say while the guy was saying Hamoitzi Lecha Min Ha'aretz, you were in, you know, your outer space, so then you weren't Yoitze, so you ate Hamoitzi, you ate bread without making a bracha. Oh no, I was there, and I don't care that you were in the room, you were not paying attention. That's why we do not use Baroiv Am for benching. It is just too long for people to focus. The fact that we do Shemaya Ka'ina from Megillas Esther is a chidush nifla she'in kamoyu. How in the world are people going to pay attention for 45 minutes? That's why the poskim recommend you need to be pointing to the place. Otherwise, if your mind drifts, maybe you're not yotze. Birchas Hamazon, we do not use Shemaya Ka'ina. And the real problem is Kiddush Friday night. People are going to be focused for 3 minutes. That's why maybe it's not the end of the world if you're mechabed somebody to make their own kiddush. This will basically, what you're saying is, pal, there is no way you're going to be focusing on every word of my kiddush. So for your own benefit, I'm being mechabed you to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zachar Siyama Shabbos Lekacha. Because if you're going to be listening to my kiddush, there's not a chance in the world you'll ever be yoytzei the mitzvah. So maybe the same thing with the seder. You know, we don't... No, but I'm serious. If people are not focused on your kiddush, they are not yoytzei. They're not yotze. Okay. Now, if their mother isn't Jewish, then they don't have to be focused on their kiddush. They still can't bring a phone into shul. If I never, but they could be yotze, but they don't have to listen to your kiddush. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.